Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry,
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna. The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. We're excited that you are joining us here today. It's been a while, but we're glad to be back. You've been having some awesome shows. We talked about financial infidelity on last week, and then before that, I'm pretty sure we talked about decluttering. So you know what? We are in for an awesome treat on today. We have lots of things in store for you. If you're watching us or listening to us for the first time, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com and become a member today. Find out all there is to know about Woman Act Now and our coaching organization, where we're coaching women through the execution gap to achieve their dreams, visions, and ideas. I want to also encourage you, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you more about it at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I have a promo code for a 30-day free trial that I'd like to share with you, but I need to talk to you first. So give me a call. And you know what? I want to encourage you to lock us in as a favorite. We're here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. Most of the time we're live, and if we're not, we have awesome pre-recorded shows that we do share with you. All of our topics are themed every month, and they're specifically with you in mind to help you move forward and achieve the goals and the things that you have set out for yourself. I want to thank you guys for watching again, and you know what? And we have just had so many things. We just came back, actually, from St. Louis, Missouri, where we were with one of our WAN board members, Ms. Viola Davis, and she did an awesome job. The conference was awesome. Coach Anna was the keynote speaker there, and every speaker, including Coach Anna, just did a wonderful, wonderful job. We're really excited with the outcome of that event. I want to encourage you, for those of you who say, you know what, I have so many things that I want to do, and I'm not moving forward with any of them. Well, Woman Act Now is a great connection with you. I want to encourage you to stay tuned in to our website, as well as follow us on Facebook and Twitter so that you, too, can stay tuned for more news and updates from Woman Act Now. You know what? We are just moving, moving, moving. And you know what? Let me talk to you for a little bit. This month, we are talking about communication. And within that, we've been talking about a lot of things. I know we communicate all the time with our family members, with our colleagues, with our partners, with our, you know, just communicate a lot of ways with a lot of different people. And you know what? You may not always know the right thing to say, but sometimes if you just stop for a moment and take a deep breath and say, you know what, let me just think about this, and it gives you an opportunity to respond the right way. So we want to encourage you to give us a call here at 718-664-6400 or 6402. I normally have my notes in front of me, but today I don't. But if you're watching us, then you can certainly go to blogtalkradio.com, and there you can learn more about Woman Act Now. I also want to encourage you that if you haven't purchased a copy of Coach Anna's new book, that is Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, then you want to be sure to do that by visiting our website, or you can go on to Amazon, pick up your copy today. It is the curriculum for Woman Act Now. And you know what? Not only that, but it will change your life in so many ways. Just by picking it up and reading it, you can get moving in the things that you have been called to do. Right now, we're going to hear from you more, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with you on our topic for communication.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Well, we're back. Today we're going to be talking about the anatomy of communication. And I don't know if you were with us on Monday, for those of you who weren't. Coach Anna talked about that just a little bit and gave some ideas on how we can be effective in our communication exchange. For those of you who didn't get an opportunity to watch our 15-minute to Destiny call, we want to encourage you to visit our website so that you can do that. And then you know what? Check us out on Facebook. You might see the retweets there so that you can hear some of the communication that was going on during that particular call as we continue to move forward in that area on today. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to us, to call in at 718-664-6402 so that you can add in or just kind of weigh in on our communication for today and what we're going to be talking about. We want to welcome our listeners, 214, last 3563 and 903-1595. I believe those might be some of our favorite listeners, and we got a couple more listeners joining us on the line. We want to thank you guys for listening. And you know what? I'm going to go to one of our members, I believe. I just want to check to see. If you were on the call, I believe that's Juanita. Juanita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Juanita, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How are you, Shana?
I am excellent. I just wanted to just kind of weigh in. Were you on the call on Monday?
I wasn't on a call Monday.
Well, girl, I was actually trying to get some information from you. Hold on just a second. I think we got one more caller.
Okay.
Margie Stewart, is that you?
Yes, this is Margie.
Hey, Ms. Margie, were you on the call on Monday?
No, I was not.
Hot dog.
I tell you, ain't none of y'all helping Shana. I'm trying to get some help while I'm doing what I'm trying to do. Y'all know that. Y'all figured that out about now. All right, Coach has arrived on the scene, and we have figured this out. So we need to turn our camera on. You could probably hear us, but you cannot see us. So go here, Ms. Shana. Mm-hmm. And you're going to bring us back live, and then you need to go back to that one right here. There we go. Okie doke. So now you should be able to see us live. Or is anybody watching? Yep, I can see us live. Okay, we got you on now. So I want to welcome you all to today's call, and Shana was doing a great job just giving me a minute to make sure that we were able to get all of our goods online and get our technical piece together as well. So today we're going to continue to talk about the anatomy of inspiration, of inspiring communication. You know, I started off, we talked a little bit on Monday about communication from the perspective of inspiring, you know, and I started our conversation out on 15 Minutes to Destiny talking about, you know, what you can do to inspire communication amongst those that you are dialoguing with. And, you know, our subject today is really about being able to empower the people that you communicate with as well as empowering you. And I really want to spend just a quick minute on empowering you to be a person who can inspire communication amongst those that you are actually speaking with. So I'm just gathering my notes. The first thing is that let me just frame this from the perspective of if you're in a meeting, we're going to take, let's say, for instance, you're in a team meeting, and in that environment, I want to empower you with an ability to be able to really handle the environment in a way that you can become a lot more conscious in your communication. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to 15 Minutes to Destiny as well. There were some great comments as a result of the end of that call. So the first thing is that first thing I want you to do is evaluate, you know, who's driving the conversation. So this particular scenario is putting you, let's say you're in the work environment and you go into a meeting, or you in a meeting with a group of people, you go into that environment, and what you want to I might have pressed that in some kind of way. But you go into that environment, the communication starts. Now, who is driving the communication? And that's what I want you to begin to think about. And that's how I'm going to help to empower you today, is getting you to understand what's going on in the room and also what questions that you need to begin to ask. So the first thing that we want to do is learn who's driving that conversation. What I mean by that, what is the motive of the conversation? What is actually you know, when you pay attention, you got to pay attention to how people are communicating, what they're talking about, so that you actually know who's really driving it. And so the example is perhaps you've been called into a meeting and you really don't know what it's about. You have a general topic, and the way you learn about what it's really about is you got to pay attention to what's being said. So, again, the first one is who's driving it? You want to ask yourself that question. The way you're going to find out the answer is you're going to pay attention to the persons, and usually there's one or two individuals that might drive it or start to polarize the conversation. And that word polarize has more to do with getting to a place where nobody really is winning, you know, where we're trying to fight for our side. So you'll start to see when people start offering up opinions, you know, this is the way I feel, this is the way. Let's take, for instance, a situation where a company may be discussing green energy, that they should go green. You know, there might be some people that come into the room, whether they're from the marketing department, whether they're from engineering, whatever the case may be. They may come into the room, and in that situation, they may begin to talk about, if we don't do this, a person may take on this position. If we don't do this, if we don't get into this green energy and figure out ways to save energy, to use alternative energy, then you know what? We're going to miss the mark. We're going to miss out. Okay, that's one side. The other side may say, well, I think all of that's overrated. I think we need to really focus on the main thing to make sure that we keep focus on our current product lines. But then the other person goes on to say, no, you know, I really feel strongly that this is the way, and if we don't do this, we're probably not going to get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm asking you to do or empowering you to do today is to start to pay attention. So what I've just demonstrated, if I did it well, was two opposing
mm-hmm.
sides. Okay, and so here, remember, I'm trying to help you become a person who can begin to recognize
mm-hmm.
and see ultimately our goal is not to change people's opinion, it's really to shift their feeling
mm-hmm.
about a certain situation. So you can always tell who's driving this conversation
mm-hmm.
based on how a person feels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you may talk about facts, you may talk about different things, but you have to measure, is this fact, is this issue being driven by feelings or is it driven by facts? So, ladies, those are questions that you have to begin to ask individuals, you know, just pay attention, and that's what we're doing. We're just showing you how to stay focused here at Woman Act Now and how to get on top of the matter. And the way we do that is begin to ask that question. Okay, are they talking about facts or are they talking about opinion? You remember, I'm trying to help you. First of all, you got to understand who's driving the conversation. Number two, you've got to identify what is the motive. Because you might be one of those persons, by the way, who come into that environment and you're so committed to your feelings, you're so committed to
mm-hmm.
your opinions, the way you feel about a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes what happens with individuals is we take on a position, we become the advocate for that particular, you know, issue or cause. We don't know we're an advocate. And you've got to understand this, is that an advocate is a person who will plead the cause of another.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't realize that you have become an advocate for whether it's a cause, whether it's an initiative in your environment, whether it's someone you're trying to champion, you have become that advocate. And the challenge with that, if you don't know you're an advocate, is that your primary goal is to plead the cause, is that you recognize that if I don't do this,
mm-hmm.
then I am going to fail. If I don't plead this call, if I don't get my point over to people, then I have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And so my purpose today is to show you how to shift a person's feelings about a thing. And it's a very simple question. And the simple question is, this person is so headstrong about how they feel, and then the other party starts to think about how they feel, and they're
mm-hmm.
throwing that all in, but no one ever thinks to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, and ladies, even if this is you in the advocate role, that you're trying to position a particular thought, or you're trying to position the way you feel about something or an initiative, I want you to be more conscious and then recognize the opposing side
mm-hmm.
is who I'm talking, is that what I'm talking about. All of us will kind of respond in a general, kind of that same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to empower you today with a question. And this will work for you whether you're in the situation or you're sitting at the table. You will be a very, very powerful communicator if you'll say, and you see two people going back and forth, to just simply say, excuse me, I have a question. And they'll say, huh? And you turn to a person or persons and say, tell us why you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It will literally shift this environment. It will shift the whole conversation. It will open the door for dialogue, not position.
Okay.
Do you see the difference? It'll open that door for us to begin to have a conversation about the matter rather than holding our position.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't ask the question, why do you feel this way?
Mm-hmm.
They just assume, and this was the big point on Monday, is they assume that they know what people think. You think that you are not you, but we may think that in the course of this conversation that when I'm saying we must go green, on the opposing side is not asking me why I think we should go green.
Mm.
They are assuming they know why I think we should go green.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring a shift in the environment, a powerful question that you can ask is, why do you feel this way?
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask that question, it empowers people to now either defend their position
mm-hmm.
or it will leave them speechless because they don't know why they feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or, in fact, it may cause them to dig a little bit deeper,
mm-hmm.
share more facts with you,
mm-hmm.
rather than their feelings or their opinions,
mm-hmm.
that will ultimately get you to shift the way you're thinking about it. And we call those things paradigm shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what we're after when we talk about the anatomy of communication, because communication is really exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about my position or your position. That's why the first part of that is identifying what's really driving the
mm-hmm.
conversation. Who's driving the conversation? What is the motive for the conversation? What is the purpose? Why are we talking to each other?
Mm-hmm.
And most people really don't go into an environment and ask themselves, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
What is it I want to communicate?
Right.
What is it that I want to make sure that I get my point across? We just engage in communication and we think, let me back up. We engage in talking,
yes.
like I'm talking right now. This is not communication. It will only become communication when I open this call up
mm-hmm.
or Shauna begins to communicate to me
mm-hmm.
in an exchange of understanding
mm-hmm.
to see that she is getting what I'm saying, or to see for those who are watching us
mm-hmm.
and who are listening to us today that you are actually getting what we're saying. If I don't ever hear from you, then guess what I have become?
A talking head.
A talking head. I prefer not to be that, but I've actually become a presenter. Not no talking head. A talking head in her
you
mind.
Know what
I mean. See, this is what you call communication. When one person don't understand what you're saying. So you need to clarify so that they might understand what you want them to understand, that I'm not a talking head.
No,
I am a communicator.
But if people don't get it.
Yes, then I'm a talking head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. whatever. But anyway, I was presenting. You see what I'm saying? That's what you call communication and exchange. Not that we have to agree upon what we have communicated, but there must be an exchange of ideas, an exchange of thoughts. And it's so important. Many of us say, you know, I want to be a good listener. I want to be a better listener. But what does that mean? It only means something if the person you're listening to understands what you understand. Does that make sense? And I know that this is a topic, especially with the two that we talked to already, Juanita and Margie, that we've spoken with already today, is that this area of communication, because I do recall vaguely speaking with Margie Stewart about wanting to be a better listener. And I want to invite Margie to the call, if you're able to join us, Margie, just to talk a little bit about, to have an exchange of communication with you, to understand what have you understood in this first segment that we've talked about on the anatomy of communication. Are you there, Margie?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Coach, for allowing me to speak.
Well, yes, go ahead.
I'm listening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, make sure you're talking into your mouthpiece so that we can hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay, great. What I'm getting from the exchanging of communicating or being a better listener is to ask that question. Why do you feel this way? And also, instead of just stating my opinion, you know, my opinion is right, girl, you know, this is right. Better, yes, the shifting, I like that, where you're talking about shifting the feeling about what is being said. You empower them to shift that feeling versus when you come in with your own, you have facts, and maybe even though you combine that with opinion, and, you know, my way is the only way. I want to be able to listen to what they have to say and to also to empower them by asking the question, why do you feel this way? Why do you feel this way? And let them speak, and only to find out maybe their way is, it may be a better way, but just listening to them and when you exchange it, you understand versus, I wish they would just hurry up and get through so I can just tell them what I think. So, you know, just...
Now, you know what, Margie, you need to hold on to that thought right there, because that is the real truth. Is that I'm just waiting for them to finish so that I can tell them what I'm thinking.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
They haven't even addressed what I've just said. So we know that that is not powerful communication, because when we speak to people... and we really touch what they've spoken about and really be able to relate, that is what we call powerful communication.
Right. Wow.
So go ahead, Ms. Martin. You were doing great.
That's all I have. I mean, I like that. I put a little star by, as I'm taking notes, that shift the way they're feeling. Shift them. Have that shift of feeling versus, you know, a person can be emotional about something that's happened, even just like in the business that I'm in, and I can tell them about getting a product, and maybe they tried that, and maybe you don't have all the facts of what happened. So in their mind, what you have is just the wrong thing. Only if you find out exactly what went on, and then, you know, if you just let them, like you said, empower them to share with us why you feel that way, then you'll be able to help them to shift their feeling about what they're doing or why they feel that way. If that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does. And when we think about that, Margie, the other part of that is you brought something up, is that when I go in and I start to talk about how important this is to me and how, and you, the reason why I'm thinking about you, Margie, because you're very passionate about what you're doing. What's your mission statement in life? Let me see if you can remember that and rattle that off the other day. What's your mission?
My mission states, I'm a voice to the nation who has a great concern with families' financial future. I'm on a crusade, a financial crusade, that is, evangelizing, partnering up with the largest financial company in North America to make a difference in families' lives.
Now, you see that passion?
Mm-hmm. That's that same passion that she was talking about. And if you didn't know any, if you had one impression of Miss Margie and she began to share with you about her mission statement, you'd hear another, you would have a shift, and you know, and you would say, you know what? I think I need to partner with her so she can help me change my family's life. Because
right.
She really has a passion to be able to do it, and you heard that within what she was speaking.
And I'm going to have Sean just read number four for me.
So it talks about, it says, if a person communicates with strong conviction regarding a matter they are passionate about, their aim is to provoke immediate and large-scale change. Result usually ineffective for transformation. Alternative, make the most of each opportunity. Consider who you are speaking with.
All right. So now I had a little challenge. So I wasn't going to do the show today because I am challenged with this coughing. So just give me 1 second. When I had this coughing fit previously on the show, boy, they was tweeting about me. They said, poor coach. And then that particular one I was talking about healing.
Yes.
Lord, heal me now. All right, so stay with me for a moment, Margie, because I want to use that statement as it relates to this number four when we talk about the anatomy of inspiration. And that is, if a person communicates with strong conviction, like you have, you're very,
very passionate about what you were talking about. And when you begin to communicate about that, what that does is that causes someone to be passionate about, or at least what it does is it erupts something on the inside of that person to where they open their ears, they begin to receive you, instead of maybe pushing or rejecting or not being in a place to where they can understand or at least hear your voice. But it opens them up to be able to receive what you're saying and at least hear and want to know more about what it is. You've just opened the door because of how passionate you've communicated about what you just stated.
That's good, Shauna. I tell you, that Shauna is jumping in there for me, isn't she?
I know. Y'all are two dynamic partners.
Well,
thank you so much,
Margie. And on top of that, it's just about when you communicate with strong conviction. That's why this is so important, as Margie said, of asking a person, how do you feel about that?
Yes.
What are you thinking about when I say these things, when I tell you I am? What is that mission statement again?
I'm a voice to the nation that has a great concern with families' financial future.
Okay, so
I'm
just
on
stop there. You see the conviction. And so with your conviction, you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to close out what the other person might be feeling or what they might be thinking, because you're so convicted about what you feel that oftentimes we can overlook the way another person feels, because when we are convicted, what happens is we're really after what we want is for a person to make an immediate change because of my conviction.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Yes,
so that's
it does.
Why it's important to understand, how do you feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand what people are thinking so that you can be more effective in supporting your conviction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, ladies, so go on and talk about something, because I'm really having a struggle here.
That's good. So, and then number five, it says if the decision leaders take the opportunity to engage in meaningful dialogue about the subject, that they may inspire change rather than demand it. And you know what, Ms. Margie, now that has, as we're talking about this, and I'm just going to keep you in this with me. Is that okay with you?
That's great, uh-huh.
All right, so as we continue to talk about that, you know, and you're sharing, so say, for instance, you're doing your speaking as you did on Saturday when we were at the conference, and you did a great job. And as you begin to share, when you have an opportunity, as you begin to share, what this number five is saying, you know what, is that instead of just speaking, and not allowing an opportunity at all for someone to have input, for someone else's thought process, to kind of engage in that conversation like you and I are doing now, then, as Coach said earlier, that instead of it being an exchange, instead of it being something that you can dialogue about, you can share with me how you feel about it, how you understand it, and then we can go back and forth. Instead of doing it that way, what number five talks about is it's really saying that, you know what, if you don't allow others to be able to give input, to be able to exchange, to be able to talk about it, like we said earlier, then you're a presenter, and because you are a presenter, you're sharing a thought process, a way of thinking that you want others to receive, and like Coach says, you expect that. But instead of being able to dialogue about it, you're really not expecting change right then. But what you're wanting people to do is own it, so that eventually over time, when someone owns anything that you talk about, what you speak about, what begins to happen is that you begin to see a shift of a paradigm. We talked about that earlier too. And over time, then you'll begin to see change opposed to demanding it. And that's what number five talks about.
Absolutely. There's some other things that I think is important, and I'm going to do my very best to try to make sure that we can talk about them. The next one that I want to talk about when we talk about the anatomy of communication, and Margie, I'm going to just leave your line open just in case you and Shauna need to fill in for me, so I need you to put your other leadership hat on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the next one I want to talk about is getting unstuck. Mm-hmm. In communication, oftentimes people get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where to go, what to do, how to communicate,
mm-hmm.
how to help another person really communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a team environment, you don't know how to help people really when it comes to getting unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hold my position, and we call that getting to a place of impasse, where
mm-hmm.
I am so bent on where I stand, what I do, that I can't hear anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, when it comes to inspiring communication, how do we move people beyond that place of impasse? Somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's no third-person mediator, who's going to do it? If we're in a crowded
mm-hmm.
boardroom and everybody's holding their position,
mm-hmm.
who will develop the skill set? And the key to inspirational communication is to move your focus from thinking you know what people feel and think, but develop the skill set of helping people shift their views and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So as a great communicator,
mm-hmm.
when you see that, wait a minute, we've gotten stuck,
mm-hmm.
then you need to pull something out of the toolbox that would allow you to start to shift the views and the feelings
mm-hmm.
of other people. But the question is, how do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
When we think about how do we do this, how do we start to help people, again, it goes back to that question, why do you feel this way?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, how could we see what you see? Tell us, how can we do something that can be a win-win for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to learn the tool set that would allow us to be inspirational communicators.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the word, when I use that word inspirational, I'm not talking about getting up and hooraying everybody. I'm talking about inspiring communication
mm-hmm.
below the radar. Okay,
mm-hmm.
where if you can become a woman that's conscious in the environment,
mm-hmm.
conscious in your communication with your spouse or partner or whomever, the people that are closest to you,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that we don't seem to communicate well with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, it's almost like you have to come out of yourself
mm-hmm.
and take an overview,
mm-hmm.
stand on the chair and look at what's going on in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So that if, what if you said this one, said this to that one,
mm-hmm.
could it inspire a shift in the view or the feelings that a person might have?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be better? How would it work if we could do it your way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So now I'm like, oh, really? Now that person is saying, wait a minute, you're really hearing me
mm-hmm.
as opposed to we're not doing it that way. Let's just go and, you know, because this is about inspiring communication so that you can be more effective. And in order to do that, you have to begin to see what does the other person
mm-hmm.
see. If you were in their position, what would you want? If you felt as strongly convicted as they did, what would you want?
Mm-hmm.
And you you've got to learn how to, under the radar, I call it under the radar, it's because you're going to pay attention, you're going to be conscious to this environment, you know, in order to push that under, mm-hmm. and to push that viewpoint. Because remember, inspirational communication is all about giving up what you think a person knows. Now, this is going to be the light bulb for you. If you will give up mm-hmm. thinking you know what I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
where does that leave you?
It leaves you with just knowing what you know.
But then if you want to know what I know,
I have to ask the question.
You have to, what? Ask a question. And most communication impasses are where people get stuck is because
mm-hmm.
people stop asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're only making statements.
Mm-hmm.
They're only holding their position. Now, we want to invite 214-376-3563 to the show. Hello, this is Coach Anna. Are you there?
Coach, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Roz, how you doing? This
I
is going to be the Roz, Margie, and Juanita show in a minute.
Hey, Coach.
All right, how
I,
you doing? You want to weigh in on our conversation today?
Yeah, you shared something that was very key on Monday, is that the passion of exchange is by listening and speaking, but the questions convert into opportunities of value.
Mm.
And you had mentioned that, and the thing about it, when it goes into a level of value, that takes us right back into our honor, gratitude, attitude, retreat, and presence and time. So I wanted to share that because you had some key things on that conversion into opportunities of value when we ask the questions.
Absolutely.
We're able to edify the person too.
Is that when we do ask the question, it really does set the seed in a person's heart that you are really interested. Whether it's in, oftentimes I think we're so confused about the business world and about who people are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is that people stop being people when they go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And something's wrong with that paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people still have feelings, they still have emotions.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes we talk about etiquette in the workplace, is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't show your feelings, you don't show your emotions, but that is the makeup of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the makeup of people, and somewhere along the way, we are not really able to dialogue out of our humanity.
Mm.
We have a perception of the way we should behave, that we should not show any kind of emotions.
Mm.
You know, it's so funny. You could see this over and over again when you see how we treat people that are really close to us,
mm-hmm.
how husbands and wives or family members treat each other. They lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But in the workplace, they seem to have things together.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying, ladies? They tend to, they would never do some of the things that they would do in their home, in the workplace. So it puts us out of balance. I'm not saying to give people permission to lose their mind in the workplace, but I'm saying there needs to be more balance in our ability to be able to inspire communication with each other. Because if we were to really kind of have an exchange of those feelings and emotions and the, what do we call, just the variables, then probably some different things could occur in both of those worlds.
Right.
You know, in our homes, we'd probably be happier people if we would probably put some boundaries around our behavior. In our workplace, if we could allow ourselves to be really more transparent in our communication, we'd probably do much better there. So when I think about inspiring communication and being able to convert, when I understand what you want, then we can convert into value. I think one of the things that I was talking about is oftentimes people are so forceful about their position when they have an opportunity to be in an environment with a change maker, a person who is a decision maker, they blow it. Because they're so interested in communicating where they are, what they want, what their position is, that they fail to realize that they are actually walking in, I think I know what you're thinking, so let me solve that. And in doing so, they miss an opportunity to create a space to really dialogue rather than being so convicted about their own situation. Their own interest is a better word. There, you remember I started this out with who's driving the communication, who's driving the conversation, who's advocating a position. And if a person doesn't learn how to shift, how to understand what's going on, then oftentimes they're going to get the shorter end of that stick. We had a situation, we were having a conversation with someone, and it was supposed to be a dialogue. It ended up being a position a person took, how they began to communicate, not understanding the team atmosphere that we were trying to create, and they just talked about who they were and what they wanted. And as a result, it made us shift the way we felt, the way we thought about a particular matter, and we made a decision very quickly. But maybe this isn't going to work. And so that's why this is so important, ladies, for you to understand that no longer going into an environment, being unconscious and just letting things go. How do you emerge as a effective communicator in an environment? You emerge by being a person that can listen to what's not being said, that you can pay attention to who's driving, who has the commitment and the conviction about their feelings or their emotions or their beliefs. And then you're going to ask the question, or is what they are communicating about, is that based on facts or feelings? Now, that's important because that's going to help you to cut the chase, to cut to the point. Okay, is this facts or is it feelings? You have to privately ask that question yourself. If you can determine that it's based on pure conviction, pure feelings, then it's necessary to ask the question, why do you feel this way? Or tell us, how is feeling the way you feel going to help us achieve our goal? Do you see the difference, ladies?
Yeah, that way
we can cut to the chase. Even in our relationships, I mean, it is a constant work in progress of learning how to communicate. This isn't something that's ever going to end. This isn't something that we can overlook. This is not something that we cannot master in our lives. We have to become master communicators. So those who are on the line with us, you have any comments that you'd like to share?
Coach, it's Roz again. My grandmother said we got two ears and only one mouth. And you had given a special part in the prayer this morning that, dear Lord, I come asking for your leadership and guidance. And when I was thinking about that throughout the day, guidance to be a good listener, since I have two ears and only one mouth, so that I can have the honor, the time, the presence, and the retreating of being able to deal with that other person. And when you were talking about the work thing, when I came home 6 years ago to work, of course, my husband, because he had his own business, he saw me more. And there were many days that he called me out and said, who are you talking to? I just heard you talking to your customer. You gave your customer better respect than me, and that's why it was very key when we got the Treat Me Like a Customer book. That was really, really good. So that's my thoughts.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing, Roz, is that, again, everything that I think we talk about here at Woman Act Now is to cause one to really take it to another level, is that it's okay for you to talk to people any kind of way. You see it every day in your life. Is it acceptable if you're going to be a woman of excellence, a woman that inspires communication, to be a woman who can communicate with power? The answer to that is simply no. It's not acceptable, and that is the difference with this organization and any other organization, is that, you know what, we want to take it to the next level. You know, the power of asking people questions about where they are. Remember I said, if we can suspend the fact, and this is really, for me, the walkaway or the takeaway from our call today, is to suspend my thoughts about what I think people are thinking. I had a conversation this morning, and I'm thinking, well, she's probably thinking. I don't know what she's thinking. See, and we get wrapped up in that whole process, and it's like a web that keeps entangling us. And no matter what a person says to you, you're so committed to your thoughts of what they think
thinking.
That you can't hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're committed to the thoughts that they think, but you're not committed to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start to listen to what's being spoken, the only way we can hear it is that we have to suspend our value system,
yes.
change the filter, suspend that part of you that thinks you know.
Mm.
And it is hard to do.
Yes, it is.
Because
yes.
you're going to find yourself after this program today, you're going to run right into it. It's like it's going to be like running into a wall,
mm.
and you're going to run right into that wall
mm.
where you think you know what somebody is thinking. And you're going to move right along with it, and you're not going to be as effective as you can be by what? Suspending what you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
Suspending what you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference between this and this is there's a little gap there, and it's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If you can come up with a powerful question to ask a person who is so convicted about their position, what you're going to cause them to recognize is you're going to cause them to think about, has the world changed since you got that information? Do you know what I'm saying? Did you get, maybe you want to consider this? Did
mm-hmm.
you know this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a question.
Right.
Did you know this yesterday?
No.
And a person will say, no, I don't. Well, then, now that you do know it, how is it going to affect the way you feel about this issue?
Right. Then it makes them think again.
Do you see what I'm saying, ladies?
Yes.
If you automatically assume that you know, then they're going to remain where they are.
Yes.
But when we ask powerful questions, it really challenges the confidence
mm.
of a matter.
Yes.
Mm, that's good.
You know, because oftentimes, all of a sudden, if I ask you why, it'd be like, well, wait a minute. See, what I was saying and what had happened was,
yes, that's what a child does. My little niece. Every time I talk to her, she'll ask me about her uncle, she asks me about my mom, but right after she asks me, she'll run it all down.
Right.
And after each question, I'll give her an answer, and then she'll say, well, why? And I'll say, I'll run it down again, well, why?
Yes.
And then I'll give it again, well, why?
And then all of a sudden, the little two-year-old is shaking your confidence.
Yeah.
She's making you shift the way you were thinking about a matter, because she hadn't been trained not to ask the question,
right.
why?
Right.
See, we just accept information
mm-hmm.
from people without digging deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we dig a little bit deeper, it really helps us
mm-hmm.
to understand the confidence. Because you got to remember, all these conversations, they are happening now, but they're probably based on past information.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so remember this, ladies. It's happening now,
mm-hmm.
but it's probably based on what?
Past information.
But when it's based on past information, then our job is to try to help them see what? The future. If we could shift the way we feel about a thing, if we could shift or understand, what would the future look like?
Mm.
Because if we're talking now, it is now, but I guarantee you the information is something that happened a few minutes ago,
mm.
a year ago, last week, or even yesterday.
Mm.
It's happening in the past. And remember, ladies, we're going to be conscious women. Now, you know, this is privy information. Everybody don't know this stuff we know over here at Woman Act Now. I'm telling you, how many people have you ever heard say what I just said? Come on now.
No, well, not anybody. I mean, I've heard you. Because, well, I'm going to tell you this.
Well, you've heard me live it.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, it was revelation to me.
But you know what? Now, I can say this. I remember all while you were talking, Coach, what the one thing that kept coming to my mind. We had a conversation years ago, and you looked at me and you said, now, Shauna, what you're going to have to learn to do is seek to understand, not to be understood. And when we talk about this whole exchange in the anatomy of communication, that's basically seeking to understand.
Yes.
Because what you're doing is asking a question
mm-hmm.
so that you can understand what the thought process,
mm-hmm.
what they're feeling, and how they might go about this whole you know, topic of communication, that you're having this exchange with each other.
Yes.
And it, even in your listening process, then you're trying to, as you're listening to them, tell you how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to understand so that you can begin to have a
yes.
proper dialogue, and then you can move things forward together.
Yes.
Opposed to, like you shared before,
mm-hmm.
you having an understanding
mm-hmm.
and basing it off of past information
right.
or past emotions,
mm-hmm.
all of these other things that keep you from moving forward.
Yes.
So
and
that's
for those,
my takeaway.
That's good. For those to seek to understand before being understood is the first habit of highly effective people
mm-hmm.
by Stephen Covey.
Okay.
So I'm not the originator of that thought. I'm
mm-hmm.
just passing it on
mm-hmm.
in a mentoring in a lifestyle manner, actually.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about these questions of, remember, this whole topic today is about the anatomy of inspiration, to be able to inspire communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the objective is simply to stop thinking you know what people think
mm-hmm.
and inspire them to shift in their feelings and their views
mm-hmm.
about a thing. And the only way you could do that is you have to understand what a person is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that, if you stop thinking, me, stop thinking what she's thinking,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know what each other's thinking. The only way to acquire information is to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask the question, and we started off is that this person is so confidently persuaded about what they want, what they view,
mm-hmm.
What they're advocating, whether it's opinion, whether it's feelings, whether it's conviction, we have our positions in life. And what the only thing that keeps us from understanding the position is because I sit over here and I think I know what you think,
mm.
rather than asking what, why do you feel that way?
Mm.
Why do you think green is important?
Mm.
You know, why do you feel that? That is not. That would be Shauna. Get off our set. That would be, you hear me? That would be Shauna doing all that coughing because I went and got me a cough drop. My God, get away. She's got the same thing. I think I got it from Shauna. She's been holding on to her cough. Look at her, people. Isn't that a mess over here, people? I had to send her over to the other part of the house, and you could still hear the madness. But anyway, but going back to that place of wow, she sounds terrible. She sounds as bad as I do. Maybe we both got the same thing. But anyway, when I think about this communication, remember when we ask that question why, simply put, we're going to ask, is her confidence or his confidence as well-founded now as it was in the past? So when a person is speaking to you or communicating to you and you begin to ask them and to begin to seek with powerful questions about what they truly are talking about or understanding, then we have an opportunity to actually, I call it, shake their opinion, shake their confidence, either make it stronger, or we'll also have an opportunity to shift their view and shift their feelings. So, ladies, what do you think about that? What's your feedback?
Coach, that's wonderful feedback, and the seeking to understand instead of to be understood, the prime example to me and how valuable you are to my life because you do take that time is when you asked me in your kitchen, you said, Roz, are you dyslexic? Are you ADD? Because I even know, but I don't discuss it with anybody, but because you're an advocate and love others, there was some communication breakdown because sometimes you say, girl, what'd you say? But at that moment, the Holy Spirit worked with you, and you asked me the question, and then I answered. And then you gave me some keen insight of what to do and how to think. And I'm so thankful to my mother because I used to stutter. And with that, she always said, get in a place and an environment. But you didn't know I was still having this thing of shrinking and not
yes.
pushing forward for the dreams. But now that I understand it, and then something else you said that was very key this weekend was fear was the flesh being disobedient. That took my whole level of fear into a whole nother level, and to be able to listen to someone else who probably is fearful, but they're trying to push out that dream. So that's very powerful. Thank you so much.
Wow, that is powerful. I mean, that's another piece of communication because, again, if you're thinking it, thinking is a part of your spirit, man. It's not a physical thing. Suck on it, baby. Suck on it. It's not a physical thing. It is actually a spiritual mind-spirit thing when you think about your thinking. But even to if you're thinking and being able to communicate, again, what you're thinking requires action. It requires opening up your mouth, speaking about it, touching a person, getting a person's attention, sharing, writing, whatever the case may be. And in order to carry it out, you're going to need your body to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very powerful concept that fear really is disobedience, your physical body disobeying what your heart is really telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good. I like that. See, that's what I'm saying. This here is some good stuff over here on Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna and Shauna. If we can get through our coughing phases, it's going to be even better. Then you don't have to hear our coughing. Then you can hear more words. But until then, we need you to pray for us so that we can be completely whole and without any kind of issues, you know, from our time. Anyway, y'all need to pray for us, okay? So that's all I got to say on that matter. So I want to just open up the lines if anyone would like to weigh in to tell us what are you walking away with today. We'll do that. So, Ms. Margie, what are you walking away with today?
What I'm walking away with is as we enter into the room that we pay attention to our environment, pay attention to who's driving the conversation, and then also to have that respect for one another when they're speaking and know when to ask the right question, when to ask versus to just cut them off in the middle of their conversation. You give them that respect so that they know they will feel that you're genuine in your concern about them when they're speaking. And even though you may not agree with it, but you're also giving them that respect, and you're talking about inspiring them. And when they know that, okay, well, you know what? She has given me that respect, so you know what? I can respect her when she speaks. So it gives. If you're talking about releasing that power, I saw that this weekend when you got up to speak, how you just, those people did not know you, but you went through and you just, gave each one a hug, and it released that power. And they like, I don't know this lady, but you know, I feel comfortable with her. So you that was a great communication skill. What you did, and it made them say, you know, I can come to, I can share anything with her. Even you know, I find myself even share. I don't even share this with my husband. And you know, some you just have that genuine. We know that you are sincere, that you are not faking or shaking. You just a genuine, real person, and that what makes you a great communicator. So I'm just, you know, as I go about my daily life, I just want to. When I grow up, I want to be a woman like you in my communicating.
Aw, thank you, Margie. You know, you brought up a powerful, powerful point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we hadn't even gotten to the nonverbal yet.
Yes.
You know, and that action I took this weekend, you're absolutely right. What was I able to do? You know, communication requires you taking a risk.
Yes, it does.
You know,
yes.
And I, you know, I didn't plan that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you do know this, is that we were a little bit late in getting there. We expected to be there much, much sooner. And by arriving later than normally, if I arrived early, you know, I was going to make my way around there and probably hug every woman in that room. Because
right.
I didn't have that opportunity. I thought about it. I was like, well, how am I going to do this? And then they started playing that music. I was like, oh, let me get down. I just felt so happy and excited that let me use this opportunity, because when else will I have this opportunity and just use that to begin to really shift what? Feelings and views, because nobody knows who I am.
That's right.
That's one way to do it. Thanks for sharing that. We have Viola. I think that's Viola on the line. If you can speak, you can join the conversation. If Juanita, if you're available to join us and give us a call, then we'd be happy to hear from you. Either one of you want to join the conversation.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Juanita.
How you doing?
I am excellent.
basically what I'm walking away from the table with is just listening and paying attention and not to think I know what the other person or the other party is thinking.
Oh, that's good. I'm telling you, ladies, this is going to be so awesome.
Yes.
Is that
yes,
when we can master this, because we're going to be master communicators, not just okay communicators,
yes.
Average communicators, do like everybody else and don't care what people think or say.
Mm.
And that's really what we're saying.
Yes.
When I assume I know what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking, then I'm saying I really don't. Because I just want to do what Margie says, wait till you finish talking, so I got something else to say.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Juanita, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. We want to encourage you to visit us at
www.womanactnow.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and join us back here on next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time for more on Woman Act Now Radio. You're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk with you real soon.
Yeah, and don't forget to pray for us, people.
Yes.
We pray.
We pray.
Loved and appreciated.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.